Spain out of Starmer-led group exploring ways to reopen Strait of Hormuz. By Christian K. Caruso on April 3, 2026. Socialist-ruled Spain was excluded from an international virtual summit led by the government of British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer that discussed possible joint actions towards reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper led the Thursday encounter that, per the British government, saw the participation of more than 40 countries and organizations such as the European Union and the International Maritime Organization, IMO. Participants discussed options that can lead to a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, deeming Iran's closure of the important waterway a direct threat to global prosperity. "Iran is trying to hold the global economy hostage in the Strait of Hormuz," Cooper said. "They must not prevail." The Spanish outlet El Español reports Spain was left out from the virtual summit. The Sánchez administration's participation in the event reportedly remained up in the air in the hours preceding the gathering. Spanish Foreign Ministry sources told the Argentine outlet Infobae on Wednesday that Spain's position of not doing anything that contributes to the current war remains unchanged. "And we advocate for de-escalation, dialogue, and respect for international law." Spain is not among the list of countries that signed a March 19 joint statement condemning Iran for closing the Strait of Hormuz and attacking unarmed commercial vessels and civilian infrastructure, including oil and gas installations. At the time, the signatory nations called upon Iran to cease its threats and attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has adopted a purported neutral stance towards the ongoing conflict in Iran, encompassing his government's position under the chant, "No to War." As part of his government's No to War stance, Spain closed off its airspace to U.S. aircraft involved in military operations against Iran, prohibiting use of its bases in Rota, Cadiz and Morón de la Frontera, Seville. The White House responded to Spain's decision by stating that the United States does not need help from Spain or anyone else. The Iranian regime has reportedly thanked Sánchez's opposition to the war by placing stickers bearing the prime minister's statements and photos on missiles. "Of course, this war is not only illegal, but also inhuman. Thank you, Prime Minister," one such sticker read, per Hispan TV, Iran's Spanish-language propaganda network. According to the British Foreign Office, participants of the UK-led virtual summit discussed increasing diplomatic pressure against Iran that can lead to a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, explore coordinated economic and political measures such as sanctions, work together with IMO to get shipping moving again, and engage in joint arrangements to support greater market and operational confidence. This week, President Donald Trump, in a Truth Social post, called upon the UK and other countries to build up some delayed courage and take the Strait of Hormuz. "You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA won't be there to help you anymore. Just like you weren't there for us," President Trump's message read in part.